I'm Emily Corwin in Rochester. Even people with tickets were denied entrance here at the Rochester Recreational Arena. The place was packed to fire code, and Republican frontrunner Donald Trump did not fail to deliver the campaign style he's known for. He didn't hold back much.
I have many, many people from Hispanics working for me. Many, many, many Hispanics. But you know what? The problem is, whether it's China or Japan or Mexico, they're outsmarting our leaders.
Trump didn't hold back on his opponents either. But this time, he didn't even mention Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Instead, Trump saved his jabs for Carly Fiorina. And unlike earlier talk about her looks, this time, he went after her business record.
People that work there said that company was such a great company until she got involved and until she went out and she made this horrible acquisition.
And unlike Trump's last visit to the Seacoast, this time he cut his speech short and entertained lots of questions, which didn't always go so smoothly.
All right, let's start with this group right over here. Come on. Okay, this man, I like this guy.
Amen. Okay. We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one.
Right.
You know he's not even an American.
We need this
birth
question.
Certificate,
this is
man.
The first question.
But anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
To which Donald Trump tread pretty lightly.
We're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things. Okay, go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
And then there was this exchange when a local woman asked about the beheading of Rochester native James Foley.
I just want you to know about the nightmares that I have. ISIS beheading Rochester's young Foley. I'm having horrible visions of people I know, you know, everyone being loaded up into boxcars, you know, like another Holocaust.
At which point Trump gestured, "It's getting hot in here."
Does anybody have a towel?
However, Trump seemed to regain his usual footing when a young woman asked what he would do to reduce the pollution that's driving climate change.
Who believes in global warming? Raise your hand. Wow. Not much, huh? Do you have your hand up? Little? No? No. Nobody? One person?
After the event, people streamed out of the arena a little sweaty and excited. Outside, his supporters continued to point to his stance on immigration as his main appeal, like Chris Nodden.
Well, I just feel like, you know, there is a lot that are in here illegal, and they seem like they're getting more benefits than the U.S. is, and it's not fair.
Or as Diane Charpentier put it, it'll be a wall with a big, beautiful door. That door for people with papers. There is one thing Charpentier says she likes more than Trump's immigration policy.
What I admire most about Mr. Trump is the fact that he's raised such a humble family. The children are all well-educated. They're very humble. They're very well-spoken.
Although some here say they haven't made up their minds yet, Charpentier says Trump definitely has her vote. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.